Alright folks, welcome back to Modern Stoicism. I'm Brooklyn Weston, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more wisdom and a whole lot less stress. Now, we all know the world can feel like a pressure cooker sometimes, right? Deadlines, relationships, social media, it's enough to make your head spin. But here's the thing. You're not a machine. You're a human being, deserving of rest, joy, and peace of mind. That's why today we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial. Prioritizing your mental well-being above all else. Sounds simple, right? Easier said than done, my friends. We're often conditioned to push through, ignore our limits, and keep chasing that next goal. But guess what? Showing up mentally strong means taking care of yourself first. So, let's break down some key takeaways that can help you reclaim your mental peace. Number 1. Learn to say no. This is huge. Ever felt like a human yes machine, constantly agreeing to things even when you're already stressed thin? Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it this way. You wouldn't pour water into an overflowing cup, right? Protect your mental space by setting boundaries and declining commitments that drain your energy. Number 2. Cultivate mindfulness. I'm not talking about becoming a yoga master overnight. It's simply about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your thoughts, your feelings, your surroundings. When you find yourself getting caught up in worries or distractions, gently bring your focus back to the here and now. A few minutes of mindful breathing can work wonders for calming your inner storm. Number 3. Embrace solitude. You know that feeling when you need a mental reset? Sometimes all you need is a little time alone. Don't feel guilty about taking breaks, disconnecting from technology, and simply enjoying some quiet reflection. This recharges your batteries and helps you come back to the world feeling refreshed and centered. Number 4. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful tool for managing stress and boosting your mood. Whether it's a brisk walk in nature, an energetic dance session, or a challenging workout, find something that gets you moving and releases those feel-good endorphins. Number 5. Cultivate gratitude. This one is super simple but incredibly effective. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, these moments of joy can shift your perspective and make all the difference. Now, let's get real for a second. I know you're probably thinking, Brooklyn, this sounds great in theory, but how do I actually put it into practice when life is throwing curveballs left and right? Let me share a personal example. Last month, I was juggling a major deadline at work, planning my sister's wedding, and dealing with a pesky car issue. It felt like I was on the verge of meltdown. But then I remembered something my therapist always says. You can't pour from an empty cup. So I took a step back, canceled a few non-essential commitments, and dedicated some time to myself. I went for long walks in nature, practiced some mindfulness exercises, and really focused on being present in each moment. Guess what? It made a world of difference. I felt calmer, more focused, and able to tackle my responsibilities with renewed energy. Remember, folks, taking care of your mental well-being isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about showing up for yourself, setting healthy boundaries, and prioritizing your happiness. So, take a deep breath, embrace these takeaways, and remember, you are capable of creating a life that is both fulfilling and mentally healthy. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media using #ModernStoicism or leave me a review. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until then, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.